Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And with the season in full swing, action is still unfolding, so you need to head over to the DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. So many storylines going on across both pro and college sports. Now is the time to check out all that DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right. You bet they cover with risk-free Sunday betting. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet they cover you up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, when we finished quarter number two, we were talking about the read option, and it just wasn't working Saturday night for Penn State versus Ohio State. I'm not sure how much of that is in the play design, Ohio State's defense, or if it falls on Sean Clifford. But that does lead me to wanting to talk about Sean Clifford's performance. Full disclosure, you and I have both been very high on Sean Clifford for quite a while now. I would at the very least say I've been disappointed in the performances from Sean Clifford so far. Yes, there's that, you know, excitable kind of guy. He seems to overthrow people when he does make mistakes. For me, a bigger issue does he have the vision to be the quarterback? Does he just focus on one player, typically Pat Freiermuth or Jahan Dotson now, and get in trouble if that one guy's not open?
I think there's some of that. And I think there's, you know, the more excitable you tend to get when the pressure's on or when things are moving quickly on the field, the more excitable you get, the more your vision shrinks. So I think he wants to be a progression guy. I think he has the capability of that, but you are looking at a guy who's made a year plus worth of starts, 14 starts or whatever at this point. And I think you're still seeing some of the same stuff as far as that goes. The game seems like it's moving very, very fast for him. I use that phrase a lot when it comes to him, but I think it's really applicable because when the game's moving fast, his mind's moving fast. And when his mind's moving fast, you're not seeing and thinking as clearly as you need to make these rapid decisions. And you know, you got a really good side-by-side of, you know, Sean Clifford and Justin Fields, where Penn State thought they were going to be in the 18 class and where they ended up with their starting quarterback. And you could see a very stark difference between the two players. And I think Sean Clifford has all the physical tools. I think, you know, he's an emotional leader type. You need to see him get to a point where he can slow the game down and focus and think. And now maybe, you know, Penn State's 0-2. Their backs are against the wall in some respects. Their schedule lightens up just a little bit. Maybe Sean Clifford can get a little bit of momentum going. Maybe he can get a little bit of confidence going. Without these three non-conference games that Penn State usually has, they're thrown right into the fire. And I think in some situations, it just hasn't been beneficial. But I think it's clear, you know, like I think the jury's still out on Sean Clifford. In a best case, you know, I think there are a lot of people who are ready to conclude what he is as a quarterback, because that's what we've seen through 2 weeks this year. Just like last year, we haven't seen the progression that we've wanted to see, I think, from him. And so, you know, he's got to do something to get the ball rolling in the right direction. He's got to find a way to slow the game down. I'm not sure if that's coaching, if that's him, if that's a permanent thing, if that's something he can work his way out of, but that's something we need to see. And we need to start seeing it in a hurry starting this week against Maryland.
Well, what I wonder is, did they find something in that first drive of the second half? He was 5 for 5, and the what you saw there was an offense where he got rid of the ball quickly. It was a short, precise passing game, and he didn't have time. It didn't allow the defensive line to dominate Penn State's offensive line. He released the ball quickly. He released it accurately. He got it, the ball to multiple receivers. Was that not the right path to take, especially against a team that was overmatching you at the line of scrimmage?
And I think, you know, you've been pretty vocal about the amount of time it takes to make these adjustments, and the fact that the other team seems to be adjusting faster, and the other team seems to have a better game plan that Penn State's now responding to. This is, I think, has been the case again. And I think it was the case obviously on Saturday night too. And maybe, you know, you just needed to get into that game flow a little bit quicker. I think Penn State, one of the things that they do have is some guys who can make plays after the ball is in their hands. Maybe we start to see more of that going forward, and not just because they're not winning at the point of attack. You would like for this to be, you know, I think that identity might be nice without needing to get blown up at the line of scrimmage. So I think it was something to build on out of this game, something that you probably wish that they would have gone to a little bit sooner, reacted a little bit quicker to the fact that you couldn't take your time behind the line of scrimmage. But I think they might have found something that they can stick with going forward too.
And it's fascinating to me that you talked about, you know, the adjustments being made. And, you know, when we talked about this earlier about the amount of times they ran the ball on first down in the first half, they passed the ball once on first down. The second half, they passed the ball 12 times on first down. So they did seem to make an adjustment. What's fascinating to me is I had multiple Penn State fans reach out to me early in the first half saying, what are they doing? Why are they running it so much when it's obviously not working? So we had fans making the adjustment probably quicker than the Penn State coaching staff. The other part to this, are the receivers getting any separation? And, you know, with Justin Fields, he had guys running wide open, and that's a whole issue with Penn State's defense. But are the receivers for Penn State getting open or not? When you're not at the game, you can't see what the other receivers are doing. Watching the tape of the game, I did see the couple times when they gave you the view from behind the quarterback, I'm seeing Sean Clifford focused on Pat Freiermuth and Parker Washington running free. Ironically, one of the plays where he completed a pass to Parker Washington, I saw Pat Freiermuth running wide open, but he was focused on Parker Washington on that play. So is there more to the maturation of Sean Clifford that we need to see going forward?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there is. I mean, I think you can say that without being, you know, heavy handed in criticism. I think absolutely. You know, should you expect your redshirt junior going into year two as a starter to be closer to a finished product than maybe he is right now? I think that's a fair complaint. But he isn't yet a finished product. I think you can hold out some hope on that, but there are just some things that as you're mentioning, that are a little bit troublesome, you know, and there are certain things. At what point do you say this can be taught? And at what point do you say that you need to see some of these things naturally in your quarterback? I don't really know the answer to that, but there are things when it comes to, you know, vision and staying cool and staying poised and keeping your mind slow. You know, we haven't seen the best of Sean Clifford yet, or maybe we have. I don't know. You know, I think these are things that you wish you would have seen some more progress by now.
Dustin, I want to change the subject to something a little more positive. But first of all, I'm going to admit I was wrong about something, okay? Mark it down in the calendar. I thought of Jahan Dotson that he's obviously the leading experienced receiver, but I actually used the words, I didn't think of him as a dynamic receiver. I didn't think of him making special plays. I thought of him more as, well, he's the sidekick, better off as that second receiver, consistent. I was wrong. Yeah. It took was two plays for me to say, oh my goodness, I was wrong. Have you ever seen more spectacular back-to-back plays by a receiver ever?
Well, I mean, it's rare. I mean, back-to-back. And then you factor in that's Sean Wade he's in one-on-one coverage with. That is, something fundamental that you don't need necessarily a big window for Jahan Dotson to make a play. When was the last time that Penn State really had that? 2017, maybe? You know, it's one of the big complaints that Penn State hasn't really had a guy who can be covered, who can make a play on the ball, win that one-on-one matchup, win the tough catch, win it in the air. And Jahan Dotson, you know, I think the reservation with him has always been his lack of size. You know, 5'11", 180 pounds or whatever he is, he's not really what you think of when you think of a number one wide receiver. So it's not, I think not expecting him to be as dynamic really comes back to that. You know, you don't really expect a guy who's not 6'2", 6'3", to be making plays like that. But clearly, this guy is a player. He is something to build around. He gives you hope that Sean Clifford doesn't necessarily need a big window. Maybe he just needs one-on-one coverage. And sometimes as a quarterback, you need a guy who can go up and get it and make that play for you rather than having to throw them open and rather than have to scheme him open. Jahan Dotson, you know, took that step forward in this game. Obviously huge, 144 and three touchdowns with those highlight reel catches. But I think fundamentally, it's big for an offense to know, okay, I got one-on-one coverage. I'm going to let my guy go make that play. Who was it, and when was the last time that you could really say that, Jim?
You know, KJ Hamler was a different kind of receiver. It was kind of right. Get him the ball in the open, and he'll make something happen afterwards. But, you know, are we going back to the Chris Godwin and Allen Robinson and even a couple of those other players on that Big Ten championship team who could, Saeed Blacknall could even go and make a play for you, it seemed. But we haven't had that in a while. And in merely two plays, you know, Jahan Dotson declared he's here and he's, and it wasn't just the two spectacular plays. Like you said, it still included 130 some yards receiving, three touchdowns. Just a spectacular game by him. All right, that's it for quarter number three. Stick around. We've got one more quarter to go.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The season is in full swing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to ensure your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet and they cover up to $100 when you use code KSN during signup for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.